This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
Welcome back. It's halftime of the Huskers game against the Badgers of Wisconsin. As we do each and every week, a chance to sit down with University of Nebraska President Hank Bowes. Great to catch up with you. What's on your mind this week?
Well, Greg, I'm always thinking about what the university can do to continue growing Nebraska. We're focused on what Nebraska needs, and a key area for the state is growing the STEM workforce.
And STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math.
That's right. You got it, Greg. And so when you think of the jobs of the future, the ones our young people need to be trained for, our children and our grandchildren, more than half of those jobs don't even exist yet. And so they're going to be in the STEM fields. The economy, national defense, and infrastructure development relies on scientists and engineers and IT professionals. We've heard loud and clear from Nebraska companies that we absolutely need more engineers, we need more IT professionals, we need more scientists. We're not producing as many as Nebraska is going to need. In fact, I would argue that we're not even producing half of what Nebraska needs. So we need to grow enrollment in all those areas. The university is doing some exciting work to increase students and graduates and research in STEM. But we have a long way to go.
Yeah, let's share with the folks some of the work that's going on to grow the STEM pipe.
Absolutely. One of the things that I'm really most excited about is a major renovation of the College of Engineering in Lincoln. The project is a long time coming. Frankly, if you were to visit our engineering facilities today, you'd see that we're not where we need to be in terms of classroom and laboratory space for our students and for our faculty. The space was built more than a half century ago and is outdated. And when you think about technology today and technology from more than 50 years ago, nothing looks the same. And so we're really outdated, and it's not suited for the kind of growth that we have in mind for our engineering program. In fact, several years ago, we analyzed every building across all of our campuses, and the engineering complex was identified as one of our very most critical needs.
So it sounds like a building really can make a difference.
You're right, and I should note that the upgrade that we're planning for in engineering was made possible by combining state appropriations with tuition dollars and then pledging that against long-term debt. So we're grateful to the legislature for their help. The university needs two things to be great, in my opinion. One, we need to have good people, and we have great people. And then second, we need to have good facilities. When I look at other Big Ten schools, it's absolutely clear that we must have better engineering facilities, and if we're going to compete with the best of the best, that just has to take place. One stroll through Nebraska Hall's dark hallways, and you'll see that this is not what our talented faculty and students deserve, and frankly, we can do better by them. At the end of the day, I couldn't be more excited to be embarking on this adventure for Nebraska Engineering. We're going to upgrade our learning and our research space and create additional capacity that will help us recruit and retain more of the very best talent to our state. We'll be able to grow our workforce, bring talent to our state, elevate our reputation, and benefit our young people for generations to come.
All right, well, let's go to IT. What's the university doing in that area?
Well, I think the premier program, when you think about the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, is the Rake School of Computer Science. They just celebrated 10 years of success. It's truly a premier program, and it helps us to get the best and brightest students who have lots of choices. We have students that are turning down offers from places like MIT and Stanford to attend the University of Nebraska. And we're just getting started after 10 years of great work. A prime example of success is Huddle, a company that was created by Rake students. And that most of the listeners out there know Huddle in that it helps coaches and players manage practice and game footage. Huddle is now a multi-million dollar company, Greg, and employs more than 1,000 people worldwide and has attracted more than $100 million in investment. The best thing about it is it's located in Lincoln, and that's obviously a big impact for not just the city but for the state.
That Huddle building down in the Haymarket, just a beautiful facility, and they've just been a great success story.
Greg, yes, they are, and they're just a part of the overall story. A study completed last year shows the Rake School generated more than $40 million for the Nebraska economy through jobs, higher salaries for their graduates, and ripple effect activity, such as purchases made by those graduates. And nearly half of all the Rick School graduates accept jobs in Nebraska, and that means they're building the state's technology sector and really contributing to its startup culture.
Let's talk about the other campuses, what's happening there.
Well, UNK just broke ground on a $30 million state-of-the-art STEM education building that will bring their STEM programs together all in one place. It replaces a 63-year-old structure that just isn't the right place for teaching and research in new technology fields. The building will promote collaboration and innovation among UNK students and faculty. Some of UNK's best programs, like construction management and aviation, computer science and information, will now have a home all under one roof, along with engineering and statistics and other key STEM programs. And these programs will share more than just a building. They'll also share ideas and projects and research that advance UNK's missions and really help benefit the state, but really benefits rural Nebraska. And when you think of the way that UNK drives economic development in central and western Nebraska, this truly is a game changer for our rural workforce.
Okay. How about up at UNO?
UNO is doing great things when it comes to STEM as well. Maybe an example or two, UNO's College of Information and Science Technology, which we refer to commonly as IS&T, in partnership with UNL Engineering, was recently awarded a $1 million research grant from the National Science Foundation. They'll be using big data to improve the health of aging and rural bridges and other infrastructures across the country. Their research is going to impact the performance of transportation systems and result in really in better safety for all of us. UNO's College of IS&T is located in the heart of Omaha, right in the middle of IT companies, with need for more UNO grads. So the college has bold growth goals and is looking to grow enrollment, increase graduation rates, and expand access for students, such as getting more women into IT fields. And they have great programs in place to really grow the STEM pipeline. One of those programs is known as Code Crush. It's an IT immersion program for 8th and 9th grade girls across Nebraska. The program brings middle school and high school age girls and their teachers to UNO, gives them hands-on experience in terms of emerging fields such as bioinformatics, IT innovation, music technology, cybersecurity. The program shows them what's possible in IT and really inspires more young women to go into engineering.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of programs and initiatives across this university that are going to grow STEM graduates and that pipeline.
Absolutely, Greg. These programs and buildings are investments that are going to pay dividends for our students and our faculty and our workforce and the state, quite frankly, for many, many years to come. At the end of the day, I couldn't be more excited about where the University of Nebraska is headed.
Sounds good. Thank you for the update.
Thank you very much. Go Big Red.
University President Hank Bounds with us at Halftime. More coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.